My name is Raven, professional wrestling superstar, former world heavyweight champion, and I want you to choose your four.
This is the Innovator of Violence, Tommy Dreamer, and I want you to choose your four.
Hello, Pro Wrestling Rushmore. This is Lanny Poffo, formerly the Genius of WWE.
Hello, this is the hardcore legend Mick Foley. Yes, it is, and I want you to choose your four. Pro Wrestling Rushmore.
It's Pro Wrestling's Rushmore.
This is Pro Wrestling Rushmore. Quote the Raven, nevermore.
Hey, you want to go to Cacho tomorrow?
Hello, humanoids! This is Ian from Squared Circle History, and I want you to join us for Pencils and Erasers, Episode 3. And on this episode, we're going to talk about what if Sting was the third man in the NWO. And joining me is my co-host, the often imitated but never duplicated Brian.
Hello,
Brian. I'm dying with anticipation over here. What wrestling shirt are you wearing tonight?
Why are you anticipating it so much?
Because you built it up all night.
I did not. I said it one time.
It's a lie.
I said I got up and I said, "Oh, wait till you see what wrestling shirt I'm wearing today," because I barely ever wear a wrestling shirt, and today I happen to be wearing one.
Well, let's hear it. What is it?
Hold on, I forgot which one.
He's taking off his shirt. What is
it's
this?
It's my...
Naito.
My Naito shirt.
You know, Sarah will still say that to me randomly. Naito. Naito.
From that one episode?
From that one episode.
Dude, like, I really drew a blank that day. I don't know how to say it. Naito.
Naito.
Okay. There it is. Yep, my Naito shirt. Why are you laughing when I say it?
I just remember that. And like I said, Sarah brings that up often.
Well,
just say Naito. In that time, well, when we talked about Megumi Kudo, and you thought she was Portuguese.
Oh, Kudo, yeah.
Kudo, yeah.
The Portuguese Chinese wrestler.
Yeah, but no, she's actually Japanese.
I bet she made it.
And not Portuguese.
She made a great pop suck out there. She probably created the crab rangoon. She probably put cream cheese, crab meat, and a pop suck, and, you know, and then they just took it and ran with it.
Wow. That'd be something, huh?
Yeah.
Dang.
Megumi Kudo.
Yes. Good job.
I told you.
Alright, well, I got an Andre the Giant shirt on. It's like a painting of Andre the Giant.
It should be hung in the Louvre.
With his big ass
right next to the Mona Lisa.
And where did that shirt come from?
I got this from Hot Topic, actually.
Did you really?
Off of the Hot Topic website. Because Instagram knows what's on my mind. So it'll show me ads for things. And it showed me an ad for the shirt. And I'm like, oh my god, yeah, that's exactly what I want on a shirt.
And
I'm afraid that they're going to like keep finding out things that like I'm imagining. And I'm just randomly going to see these ads for like these products that never existed.
In the defense of Instagram, Ian.
Yeah.
Like, wrestling is on your mind 24/7. So it's not really hard to figure out what you're thinking about. Especially when you're looking up wrestling. You're page is wrestling based.
Yeah. All right.
I mean,
you got me.
I'm just saying.
Inspector Gadget over here.
All right. So
Sting. What if Sting was the third man in the NWO?
And that's our topic, right?
That is our topic today.
And it's kind of fitting. You said it earlier.
Yeah, because Sting just had his retirement match.
Right, at AEW Revolution, was it?
Yeah, what'd you think of the match?
I mean, I didn't watch the whole match. I did see highlights of it.
Yeah.
I saw that Darby Allin crazy-ass spot, which...
That was nuts.
You know me, I'm kind of like, just not straightforward wrestling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little bit too much, but I did love ECW, which is weird, right?
Yeah, I think
anyway,
it was weird.
But whatever.
Because you know the impact that this violence has on these people's careers, like...
Right, it's just stupid, you don't need to do it.
Yeah.
But I did like the when the Suns came in there dressed as him, like past. And...
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, that was a good touch. I thought that was a really good touch. And you know me, I'm not a huge AEW fan, but when they do something right, they do it right.
Imagine backstage, the Sun's walking around with the makeup, and Ric Flair's like, "That's Sting! That's Sting! I know you, that's Sting! But that's Sting over there! What's Sting doing over here over there?"
Did he say that?
No, I'm just making it up.
But there was like some kind of video of this.
Have I been smoking too much of my weed, or are there three Stings standing before me? Woo! Wings! So Sting, what if he was the third man instead of Hulk Hogan?
I don't think it would have been as impactful as it was. I think Hogan was the perfect choice.
You think so?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I think people were actually, like, kind of on the fence about Sting. You know what I mean? I don't think anyone suspected Hogan at all.
So, wait a minute. On the fence about Sting, as in they thought it was...
He might be the third man.
Okay.
Like, people, because he was in the match, Luger was in the match, so I think anyone that was in that match was suspect.
Yep.
Even Savage?
Randy Savage, I told you I'm WCW through and through! I would not go back on my word!
But nobody suspected Hogan at all.
No.
And why would you?
No, because he hadn't been around.
But I say, why would you, right?
Yeah.
But it's right in our face of why he would.
Yeah. Right?
Came from WWF.
Yeah.
So.
Just like Hall, just like Nash.
We should have known.
It was a WWF-based faction. But it didn't have to be.
No, it didn't. And they said they were going to go with Sting if Hogan...
Yeah, Sting was the backup plan.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think they really could have done something with Sting because we're looking at it from the perspective of, wow, Hogan was the hero in WWF and he's been a hero for a little bit in WCW. How could he betray the company? Well, what about Sting, who has been the hero for WCW since the beginning? He's turning his back on all those loyal fans.
True.
I think that could have... I don't know if it's going to have as much impact as the Hogan turn, but I definitely think it has potential.
No, you're right. I didn't look at it that way. But I don't know, man. I just think Hogan is the biggest babyface ever to that point. And probably even right now.
Yeah.
So, like, that's little kids' heroes, you know? They got his pose. They got the foam fingers at the event.
They take vitamins shaped like him.
You know? Like, no one saw Hogan coming until he walked down the aisle.
Nobody saw Hogan coming until his sex tape came out.
I'm coming.
Brother.
Oh.
But here's what I think,
though. Where are you going with that?
What?
Where are you going with that?
No, that was it. That was the punchline. That's the end.
All right.
Usually after the coming, it's all done. Getting things back on track here. I think Bash at the Beach, they built this up. They built this up to be a big deal. The third man in this hostile takeover here. There were a lot of names rumored to be the third man at that time. Apparently the British Bulldog was trying to get out of his contract with WWF. But he ended up, obviously, re-signing with them. Another name that was being brought up was Mabel.
I heard that about Mabel.
Can you imagine?
No.
Can you imagine if this episode is, what if Mabel was the third man? I'm the king!
Yeah, that would
have been a huge letdown. Mabel comes walking out. I'm like, what? Really?
No, no,
why?
They don't clue anybody in, so they don't know what to call him.
Lex Luger's like, is that Mabel?
Wow!
But no, I think Bash at the Beach, beginning of the show, like right at the start of the show, you show Sting knocked out in the parking lot. Maybe even you have Hall and Nash standing over him. Hey, Stinger, you got stung, man. Right. And then you have, you know, Doug Dillinger and security come in. Actually, you want to hear a funny story I heard about Doug Dillinger recently?
Sure.
So, the whole thing about him was that he was the head of security for WCW, so supposedly he was a cop and all this stuff. His only duty as a cop was to drive in funerals. Like, that was his role. Like, it, but that qualifies him to be head of security for WCW. Like, wow! You might as well get, like, security from the mall, you know what I mean? Like,
you're probably safer with security
from the mall. I mean, we have tasers.
Jesus.
Where was I going? Oh, yeah, so they come in, they stretch our Sting out of the arena. He got beat up, they got to him first, so now all night it's like, oh, man, so it's going to be 3-on-2. It's going to be...
No, it's going to be 2-on-2.
Well, no, because the NWO is still claiming that they have a third man.
All right, yeah.
You know?
Right.
Sting hasn't turned yet.
Okay, no.
So it's Luger and Savage, and, you know, all night, you know, Mean Gene's interviewing them. What are you going to do out there? I don't know, Mean Gene. You want to be the third man? Wow! Luger and Savage go out there. They fight Hall and Nash. It's the same thing. You're left wondering, you know, who's the third man? Who's the third man?
So it's just a tag team match.
It's just a tag team match for the time being. Now, I had two ideas floating around here. What if Hogan does come out? What if Hogan does come out? And we're still, you know, you still get the Bobby Heenan line of, whose side is he on?
Right.
But Hogan comes in to help Savage and Luger. Then all of a sudden, Sting comes back, and it's like, oh, wow, it's 4-on-2 here.
Right.
And then maybe Dusty Rhodes can be like, yeah, but what if Sting's in a bad mood? And Sting comes in, and he turns. He does a Scorpion Deathlock. Or Death Drop on Hogan and Savage and him and Luger, because they have their whole history, they just stare at one another, and he doesn't touch Luger. Luger just walks away. So Luger's kind of the one that's in the Sting role of, like, what am I going to do now?
Right.
The same way that Sting was like, oh man, everybody's turning against me, you know? But no, now it's... now everybody's throwing the trash in the ring... Hogan's left defeated, Savage is left defeated, Mean Gene, what is the meaning of this? And Sting's a heel now. He's gonna be Studley Steve.
Huh?
Studley Steve, man. Yeah. Studley Steve Borden.
No.
No?
That is awful.
No. Sting. Sting Borden. Steve the Stinger Borden. Only because you got Scott Hall, you got Kevin Nash, he's turning his back on the company, so he's not going to keep the company that he had, the name that he had in the company.
I think it's a bad idea.
You think it's a bad idea?
Yeah. I would keep a Sting.
Okay. All right, then it's settled. We'll call him Sting. No, I'm spitballing ideas. I'm not married to any of these ideas.
We will go with your idea. It's fine.
No, because one of my ideas is still just call him Sting.
It's your show. it's fine. I want to see where this is going, is what I'm saying. Like,
all right.
I like to hear your booking idea.
Yeah.
Give my input a little bit.
Yeah.
But I do like to see where yours branches off to.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. And if we can come to a compromise, then that's fine. But we'll keep Steve the Stinger Slasher Borden fucking whatever, and we'll go with it. Let's see where it goes.
All right.
But definitely not Studley Steven.
No, that's...
Sophomoric.
No. Do you remember Studley Steve Stallion? Primal Conflict Wrestling?
No.
No? Oh, well, it's like a local wrestling company.
Well, I remember Combat Wrestling, but I don't remember that.
Oh, all right.
Steve the Stallion.
Yeah. Yeah. That was short-lived, but that was a cool indie fed. Local indie fed.
It was an ECW type of deal.
Very, yeah, because they brought in, like, New Jack, Balls Mahoney, Tommy Dreamer. It was cool. It was cool. But anyway, so now, Sting's the third man. Does he still come out with face paint?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yes.
But now it's black and white.
Yeah, cool. Black and white.
All right. All right.
We'll keep it that. He can even do the same.
Celeste the dark hair. No, yeah. He can't be the Crow Sting because...
But he can paint his face that way.
He can paint his face that way, yeah.
Right.
But I think he should still do the same pattern.
Okay.
Not the, you know...
I get it.
The all-white face, the Crow ripoff.
Right.
Oh, what did you think of the new Crow trailer? Did you see that?
Dude, I never even seen the Crow the first one.
You've never seen the Crow?
No. Did you think I was lying about that?
Oh, man, you got to see that movie. That's a classic. That's a classic movie.
I have no ambition to.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it's great.
I've never seen The Crow. I've never seen Rambo.
I haven't seen Rambo either, huh? No. Wow. All right.
I've seen Rambone.
Rambone?
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Those are good.
Oh my.
I think Ron Jeremy made a cameo in the
I'm sure he did. He came, he saw, and he came again.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, no, I haven't. I don't know, but everyone's saying they hate it. They hate the Crow trailer.
Yeah, so the Crow, you know.
Yeah, a lot of people say they don't like it. I don't know.
Some people like cucumbers better pickled.
I wouldn't know because I didn't see the first one. Like I
said. Oh, you really should see it, though. It's a classic. You know the whole like story behind it? The lore behind it?
No.
About how the star of the movie, Brandon Lee, Bruce Lee's son,
yep.
while they were filming the movie...
Oh, he died.
Yeah, he got shot with a prop gun.
Oh, no shit.
That had a real bullet in it. Fuck. The same way his dad died.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Isn't that crazy?
Why would they check the gun before they fucking shot him?
Good question, right?
Too late now. But...
Yeah. Like that. Okay, so we have Bash at the Beach on right now. And right now, me and Gene is interviewing Savage, Sting, and Luger. Luger's face paint. That'd be perfect for Sting as a heel in the NWO.
I agree. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
His whole thing is he's turning against the fans, so with Hall and Nash, they want to destroy WCW from within. And you can still get in, like, you can still make it a WWF faction, but you're with this egomaniac Sting, who is surrounding himself with people from the WWF, even though he hasn't been there himself. He's just fighting against WCW because... Okay, so the reason for that could be because he used to be everybody's hero, but then Hulk Hogan came around, and now Hulk Hogan's everybody's hero.
See, I like that.
What happened to Sting? What happened to all the little Stingers? Now they're wearing red and yellow.
Yeah. What about me? What about Sting?
Exactly!
It should have been me!
Then... At Road Wild, Sturgis, the next month you still do the same thing, but now it's Sting. So you have Sting beat the Giant and become the WCW champion. You can even still spray paint the belt, NWO. Same thing, just it's Sting. It's Sting! Then he can go and think of the feuds he can have. Has a feud with Savage. That'd be interesting with Sting as a heel. It's a different dynamic. And then you can build it up to... Sting and Luger, because they were such good friends, and Luger can, you know, not duck the match, but kind of do the same thing that Sting did, where he just kind of remains silent, walks away, doesn't paint his face or anything like that, just shows up every now and then. But you'll still have the Sting and the Hogan match, except the roles are reversed.
I hate Luger in the Sting role.
It's what?
I don't like Luger in the Sting role in the storyline.
Okay, that's fine.
He's boring as fuck.
That's fine. That's fine, but who else would you put in that role? Savage?
Yeah, I would put Savage over Luger. So I think Savage versus Sting, we never got to see that match, did we?
We did, but the roles were reversed. Sting was the babyface. Right. Savage was the heel. Yeah. I like it better. I don't know. I like the idea of Sting being a heel in a feud against Savage, with Savage, who's just... you know, rabid and trying to defend WCW, and at the same time, everybody betray him.
Right.
In the meantime, while Sting is feuding, say, with Savage, still no sign of Hogan. Hogan, you know, he's not showing up on TV, there's no promos being sent in from him, he's kind of just like an afterthought at this point. But in the meantime, you can have some really cool Sting feuds, like, alright, at Halloween Havoc 96 that year, Roddy Piper shows up. How about a Sting-Piper feud?
Yeah.
Do that for a little while. And at the same time, Piper can, like, be pleading. Ah, Hulk Hogan, I know you're out there. I need you to fight this war.
No.
I need you to come and fight this war.
No, fuck, no. I hate it.
Why?
Piper doesn't go begging to Hogan for anything.
But why not?
No.
Because the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
No, I'll go with it for your storyline purposes.
No, object. No. Object at all costs.
No, because Piper's not going to go pleading to Hogan for help.
Okay.
Ever.
So when Hogan eventually comes back and they're both fighting for WCW, Piper's always pointing the finger at Hogan. Piper will fight beside Hacksaw, he'll fight beside DDP, he'll fight beside Harlem Heat, but he will not fight beside Hogan.
Yes.
All right. Great! We've come to a compromise.
But what happens next? So how does Hogan get intertwined in this Piper deal?
So Hogan returns. But Hogan can return wearing the black. Kind of like Sting did. but where I think we still
Dungeon of Doom feud black,
kind of like still have the black bandana, the black sunglasses, the black, you know, spandex suit, but he doesn't have the red and yellow because he feels lost as well. He's betrayed as well by WCW and by Sting and by Hall and Nash, and now Piper's back and he's like, you know, why would they hire Piper? Piper must be with them.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
I hate the storyline.
You hate it?
I like the original one better. So much better.
All right.
I do. But where does it go? I'm going with you.
I'm going with you.
I'll go on this journey with you and see where this this leads.
Well, I think it's well, what I thought it was leading to before was the eventual Sting and Hogan match. Still do the match, just Hogan's fighting on another side. He's fighting for WCW.
Sting at Starrcade?
At Starrcade, so we can still drag it out, the, you know, the rest of 96 and then all of 97.
So Hogan comes back in black.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then once he wins the title, he'll go back to the red and yellow.
At Starrcade is where he wins the title.
Yeah. Have him ultimately. Ultimately, yeah. Yeah.
So where are we now when he comes back in black?
Well, we can have him come back at Starrcade. Maybe we'll have him come back at Starrcade.
So it'll go Starrcade to Starrcade.
Starrcade to Starrcade.
Okay.
Maybe Starrcade 96 is Sting and Luger.
Okay.
And unless it's Sting and Piper. It could be Sting and Piper as well.
But would it... So Starrcade from Bash at the Beach is how many months?
That's July to December.
August, September, October, November, six December. Months. And there was only like two pay-per-views in between?
Well, no. We already said that at Road Wild, you're going to have Sting and the Giant. Yep. Sting wins the title there.
Yep.
Fall Brawl, you have War Games.
Yep.
So you do Sting, Hall, Nash. Now, if we stick with what they kind of went with there, it would be the Giant. Because the Giant lost the title, but then ended up going to the NWO.
So the Giant was there before X-Pac 6?
Well, yeah, he was number 6. He wasn't number 5.
That's right, yeah.
It's 5, baby, it's 5.
I forgot.
5 is fighting Eddie Guerrero tonight, baby.
I forgot why they call him 6.
He's 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Who's 5?
Ted DiBiase.
That counts?
What do you mean it counts? Yeah, of course it counts.
He didn't wrestle, though.
No, but he was still the next member of the NWO.
I don't think any of those guys should. Like, Virgil shouldn't have counted.
All right, well, this is our chance to rewrite it.
Shouldn't have counted.
Maybe the group is now guys that left WCW to go to WWF, now to return to WCW.
This is way too complicated.
To destroy it.
No, we're getting too far.
It's like an episode of Rick and Morty.
Jesus. Way too complicated. No, because Ted DiBiase didn't even leave WCW to go to WWF.
No, but he's the financial backer of the group.
So when he was there, though, could he not have wrestled?
DiBiase, no. He couldn't wrestle anymore. He had one of those Lloyds of London insurance claims.
The Rick Rouge claim?
Yeah. He had it. Animal had it.
Yeah, that sucks, huh?
Yeah.
So, yeah, alright. So, okay. Where are we at?
Fall Brawl. Yeah.
Fall Brawl.
War Games. So, do we like the Giant as the,
we'll
the fourth guy there? Yeah. Yeah. So, they're gonna fight Savage. Maybe throw Ric Flair in there. Arn Anderson. And Luger.
Luger, I was gonna say.
Luger. And that would be cool to have, you know, everybody fighting around them, and then Sting and Luger, you know, slowly come face to face, and maybe you still don't have them touch yet.
Right.
And in that case, Sting and Luger at Starrcade. You gotta do Sting and Luger at Starrcade.
At that Starrcade,
okay. Yeah. You can still have Piper come in, you can still have Piper, you know, return, all that stuff, but maybe not feud with Sting yet. Maybe save that for, like, Super Brawl.
Right.
Super Brawl Saturday? I don't know!
Yeah, see, this makes more sense to me now. Like,
does that make sense?
Yeah, like, this order that we're going in just makes more sense to me. So
the booking.
Yeah, yeah.
The rebooking.
Now I'm grasping where you're going. Right. So
you're picking up on a throwing down?
I am now, yes, yes. Thank you for clearing this all up for me. My head's a little foggy, you know.
Good thing about Sting being the champion is he's consistent. You can have that title defended on, you know, on Nitro every week or every other week.
Right.
His body will hold up, as it has showed. So you could have guys. Like, you could have Sting versus Eddie Guerrero. You could have Sting versus Rey Mysterio. You could, you know, have all these title matches that you couldn't necessarily have with Hogan, because Hogan really only did, you know, big money matches.
And the matches would be a lot better quality matches as opposed
with Sting as champion.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. I don't know. I think that would have made the audience happy, would have still, you know, brought in a big crowd.
Right.
You know, it's still something different. And I still stand by that Sting turning on the WCW fans would have still been a really big deal. Again, not the same magnitude as Hogan, but still a really big deal for WCW diehards.
Right. I get it.
And that's fine. You know, if it's, you know, if only the Southerners appreciate it, fine. All right. Whatever. We'll have a North versus South feud. We've done it before. We'll do it again.
So Super Brawl, you have Piper, Sting.
Piper, Sting.
Sting obviously goes over.
Sting will go over. Sting can have that title from, say, Road Wild.
Right.
All the way to Starcade. The following
Starcade.
All the way to the other Starcade.
So you're talking about a year and a half title reign?
Year and a half title reign. Sting on top. Because really, Sting never had a long, lengthy title reign with the WCW title. Like, the longest he had it was only like a couple months. That's crazy. It is crazy. So I think he deserves a long run with that.
Okay.
And still have Hogan win the title. Have him win it at Starrcade 97. He can have, you know, you can do a lengthy run with him in 98. That's fine. Or trade it back to Sting. Because in 98, and I know we're jumping way ahead here, but if we do stick with the story, ultimately you have Sting versus Ultimate Warrior, which has, of course, that huge backstory.
Right. That would have been cool.
I think that would be cool, yeah.
Yeah, some of that stuff would have been cool.
And then, of course, with DDP on the rise, there's another challenger there.
But here's the question. How bad would the fans have turned on Hogan by then?
Hey, they might have, and Hogan can still turn heel. Hogan can still join the NWO, and maybe it's a struggle for power. And
to get that struggle within, like, early.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Man, it sucks that they ruined the NWO the way they did.
It is, man, because they could have done so much with it. And I know you're going to hate this. I know you're going to hate this. Heel Sting versus Bret Hart. Bret Hart coming in after the Montreal Screwjob. He's got the simpy from the fans.
I don't hate it.
That'd be a great story. And then you have Anvil and Bulldog coming with them.
Right.
Man, I think Sting and Bulldog would have been a great match for, like, Nitro.
Yeah, I think
Sting and Anvil. If in our world, Owen Hart gets released from his contract with everybody else, Owen Hart versus Sting, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we did miss out on a lot of good matches that we could have had with Sting, with that title.
Yeah.
They would have been so much better matches, a lot better quality, maybe even some classics in there.
I think so.
Like you said, with the Warrior.
Yeah.
Even though the match quality might not have been great, but just seeing them go at it, you know what I mean?
It would be a cool visual.
Right. Same thing with Hogan and Warrior.
Exactly. The greatest thing about that match was their outfits. They made great action.
I don't think the match was awful, though.
I don't know, man. The blown fireball, that was kind of rough.
No, I'm talking about the Hogan Warrior WrestleMania 6.
Oh, that's a classic.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, that's an all-time classic.
The visual with that match would be the same as Warrior's thing.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I smell what you're cooking now.
I thought it was a pretty good match.
Oh, absolutely.
Six?
Six? No, five.
Savage! So after that, we got, what is it? What feud is he going to next?
Well, so after Super Brawl, you're saying?
Yeah.
After Super Brawl. Oh, all right. So we're heading into, like, the uncensored territory here. Oh, I think that would be a good time to have Sting and Savage.
Un- Uncensored was the NWO pay-per-view, wasn't it?
No, that was Sold Out.
Sold Out.
So yeah, we didn't even talk about Sold Out. We didn't even come up with anything for Sold Out.
That'd be a great name too. Sold Out. Sting Sold Out. Ah, Hogan Sold Out.
That's perfect.
But it'd be better with Sting because Sting really did sell out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do like that. That's pretty good, I'm telling you, man. I think this Sting storyline has a lot of potential here.
So yeah, you got the Uncensored.
Yeah, Uncensored. I think it'd be cool to do Savage and
Sting.
Savage and Sting. And I mean it could carry on, you know, carry on a little bit.
Right.
Oh, here's another thought too. Sting and Flair.
Yep.
Flair in the opposite role.
Sting Benoit.
That actually would be. That would be really good.
Sting Pillman.
Pillman was already gone by then, but
was he?
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, because he was gone February 96.
Okay.
So Sting, but still, that would have been...
Sting AA.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome. There's so many
possibilities. He could just feud with the Four Horsemen, like all of them.
Definitely.
Yeah. Just during that cost to get to Starrcade.
Yeah, and that'd be another... That could even be the War Games for 97. Do the Horsemen versus the NWO.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's got potential.
But ultimately, what do you think? Do you think that storyline would have been better than the Hogan storyline?
I think the Hogan storyline affected way more people because obviously the WWF was the number one promotion and more people were affected by that turn.
Yeah, me too. I do too. So that in itself makes it more... a more better option.
Yeah, and because of the impact that it had on a wider fan base, they made a lot of money. They made a lot of money on those t-shirts. Yeah. Hogan was definitely the better choice, but...
Do you think this is the biggest night in wrestling history? Like,
always.
Huh?
Every night is the biggest night in wrestling history.
No, not this night. Not currently. Not in the present. I'm talking about this Bash at the Beach.
Bash at the Beach 96?
Yes.
Was the biggest night in wrestling history?
Yeah.
Definitely the biggest turning point. But I think the biggest night in wrestling history, I think it's still WrestleMania 3.
No, man.
You don't think so?
I think it was this.
Bash at the Beach 96, Hogan turns.
Think about...
Can't argue it. I mean,
it's... Every single thing it affected. It ushered in the Attitude Era. It, like...
Yeah,
it
you're right.
Forced Vince to change.
You're right. Yeah.
They made the most money during this 96 to, what, 99?
96 to, like...
2000, maybe.
No. 96 to, like, the end of 98.
Really?
I think when Goldberg lost the title, that was the end.
No, I'm talking about, like, you know, even...
No, like, making money, too. Right. Like, they slowly went on a decline.
Right, oh, no shit.
By 2000, man. Oh, jeez, that was rough.
But, yeah, so what could have been, huh?
What could have been?
And ultimately, we culminate at Starrcade, where Sting loses the title to Hogan.
Sting loses to... Yeah, Hogan returns, you know.
How does he return? How does he come back?
I think he should confront Sting at a pay-per-view. Maybe just do the stare-down. Like, say, maybe after War Games, NWO beats the Horsemen. NWO are just... They've already won, but they're still, you know, putting the boots to the Horsemen. And then Hogan returns, makes the save, you know, comes in, fights off Hall, fights off Nash, maybe having body slam the Giant, and then he comes face-to-face with Sting. And then, you know, a few things could happen.
He's got to come back in the red and yellow.
Maybe he comes back at Starrcade in the red and yellow.
Yeah. He comes
like, for that match.
For the match, yeah.
For the match, he comes back red and yellow. Yeah. He finds himself. He comes full circle.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I think that's good. But, Hogan winning. Yeah. Hogan being the third man is definitely the better option.
I don't mind that storyline, though.
Yeah.
I didn't get it at first.
All right. I'm glad you got it now.
I did.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right, so we are still collecting votes for our next Pro Wrestling Rushmore episode, And there's so many other podcasts doing Rushmores out there lately.
Plus, there is.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. We had it first, damn it. I'm not going to sit here and cry about it, but...
So, we're still taking votes for the Mount Rushmore of Steve Austin matches. I'm not going to say Stone Cold Steve Austin matches, because he was stunning Steve Austin as well. He was the superstar Steve Austin as well, too. So, we're taking all Steve Austin. We're going to talk about his entire career, all the best matches. Now, for the next Pencils and Erasers, whenever we get to it, what do you think of this idea, Brian? Hulk Hogan doesn't get signed to the WWF in 1984.
So, we're booking, like, everything, right? We're booking, like, what would happen with
the
WWF.
Hulk Hogan is not the face of the WWF.
Okay. Yeah, I think so.
So we're going to talk about who would have been the face of the WWF, how would we have built up the company, and would it have still had the same effect that it did?
Well, yeah, I mean, it would have been Tony Garea, so...
Tony Garea. Oh, man, there's money written all over it. So if you want to submit a list or, you know, troll us or whatever, you know, we're on Instagram, square.circle.history, YouTube, of course, streaming on all podcasting platforms. We have T-shirts available on Pro Wrestling Tees. Anything else, Brian?
I think you covered it all. Well, we have a Facebook page, but...
Oh, no, yeah, we still do. Oh, yeah, no, I certainly don't monitor that. Yeah, no, I forgot about that, actually. Wow, there's probably still, like, some obscene stuff on there.
No, there's probably nothing on
there. No, there's probably nothing on there.
There's going to be, like, tumbleweeds rolling around that page.
There's going to be one person on there. Just posted. Oh, boy. So, for Brian...
All right, good night, and I did enjoy this show, actually.
But I'm glad you didn't hate it.
Well, I did at first.
I know you did. Oh, trust me, I know you did. Well, hopefully we changed your mind. This is Ian saying good night.